Our second reading this morning is from the book of Mark, chapter 4, verses 35 through 41. On that day, when evening had come, he said to them, "Let us go across to the other side." And leaving the crowd behind, they took him with them in the boat, just as he was. Other boats were with him. A great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat, so that the boat was already being swamped. But he was in the stern, asleep on the cushion. And they woke him up and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" He woke up and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." Then the wind ceased, and there was a dead calm. He said to them, "Why are you afraid? Have you still no faith?" And they were filled with great awe and said to one another, "Who then is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him?" This is the word of the Lord.
Well, July 1st felt like a good day to be in a boat with Jesus and use that story to lead us and encourage our hearts. The cool breeze in our air, imagine being on a boat. The fresh scent of the Sea of Galilee filling our nostrils. Fleeing from the clamoring mob on the shoreline. The one that was still shouting at us, telling us, "We need your healing, Jesus. We need you to keep on casting out evil spirits, Jesus. We need you to keep on standing up to the religious bullies, Jesus." But that's all behind the disciples now. Retreat day on the lake. Jesus has just talked about the kingdom of God, and if you were with us 2 weeks ago, you were hearing the stories of Jesus talking about seeds, stories about the way that God works in the world. Jesus said that seeds, the dream of God, the reign of God, grow automatically. Jesus said that the seeds of the kingdom of God grow hilariously, like invasive mustard weeds, pesky and getting into the hardest of places. And Jesus seems to be taking his automate lessons to heart. The kingdom of God grows even while the Son of God sleeps. Jesus in the stern, the back of the boat, protected from the splashing waves, asleep on a cushion. And as is prone to happen on this 3-mile trek across the Sea of Galilee, a storm breaks out. And these storms are bad enough in daylight, but at night these storms become ominous, viciously ferocious and unnerving. The wind howls, the huge swells start swirling about them, and their small 14-person boat is pummeled and punished by sheets of rain. The soaked-to-the-skin disciples struggle and strain as they try to keep the boat afloat. Peter has an idea. "Teacher," he cries out. He scrambles to the back of the boat, shaking Jesus from his deep slumber. "Do you not care that we are perishing?" I imagine that's the PG version of what Peter said. "Do you not care that we are perishing?" Jesus opens his eyes, gets his bearings, and stares into the storm. "Shut up! Be silent!" The howling turns to a whisper. the shushing winds seem to murmur, "Peace, be still. Peace, be still." The wide-eyed disciples with wet and wind-burned skin, soaked garments, wobbly knees fall to their faces before their teacher. For a moment, they breathe a sigh of relief, but then that relief turns to confusion and terror. Who is this? What have we got ourselves into? Jesus moves from rebuking the wind and the waves and gently rebukes his disciples. "Why are you afraid? Have you still no faith?" The disciples, like the waves, are dead silent. They look at each other, they're stupefied by what they've seen, and they whisper among themselves, "Who is this? Even the wind and the seas obey him." So maybe on a boat with Jesus is not what we always imagine it to be. But Christian history does tell us that being in a boat with Jesus has long been the symbol of the church, the community of faith. And even here at First Baptist, over the months and years, you've heard some of us ministry leaders talk about this place being sanctuary. And so I wanted to reaffirm that to the children today, that this is a sanctuary. This is a place of refuge and ark. It's a haven of sparks. We'll look at that later. It's a place of worship. It's a place of refuge, forging through the waves of time. First Baptist Church, as a local church in this city, has been forging ahead for 125 years. This is our third boat, so to speak. We've been here since 1955 in this place. And so we are the crew. And so I hope that's a comforting feeling for you. Some of you might be prone to seasickness, so you might want to bring a few gravel along for the ride. But Jesus in the boat with his crew has been an image for centuries for the people of God. And so what might be good news for us in this boating story that we hear today, as crewmates, as people who are at the oars? And I'd like to suggest that there's a couple of directions that we could go with today's story. And the first one is that Jesus sleeps, and he trusts us at the helm, pressing forward in the journey with our energies and our efforts. We read this story, and maybe you wonder, why in the world didn't Jesus get up quicker if this storm was as crazy as it seems to have been? And some commentators like to point out that, well, Jesus was exhausted. He was human. He was dog tired. And he was in such a deep sleep that it took that extra nudge or shake or cries of fear from his disciples to wake him. So Jesus sleeps, and it's interesting, he doesn't put on this brave machismo kind of attitude of saying, "Oh, I'll take care of everything by myself." Instead, he does trust the way of God in the world to us, his people, his companions on the journey. And that ought to be good news for us, because my hunch is that we don't always hear Jesus audibly speaking in our ear. Go left, or go right, or go do that. But Jesus truly does trust us, wet behind the ear disciples, to lead and to journey and to make decisions about life and faith and what it means to be the people of God in this place, in this time. Jesus sleeps and trusts us at the helm. But I think there's a second good news story here. It's that Jesus does wake up. God is not watching us from a distance as that 80s tune once said. Jesus wakes up. He's amongst us. When the world around us is howling at us, Jesus is alive. Jesus lives. Jesus wakes. He rebukes the powers of darkness, those powers of chaos that swirl around us today. And in Jesus' name, we too take the name of Jesus and we join him in rebuking and claiming the powers of evil and darkness and chaos. And Jesus calms. Jesus says, "Peace, be still," to rising waves and trembling hearts. With a word, he calms the seas. This waking Jesus echoes the words of Psalm 29. The voice of the Lord is over the waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord gives strength to his people. The Lord blesses his people with peace. And so on this holiday Sunday, how do we live alongside this sleeping and waking Savior of ours? There's work to be done. Jesus is not going to do everything for us. And so he trusts us to do this good work in the world. But we're not alone. Jesus, the Son of God, is in the boat with us. Today in this sanctuary with us. Today at the table, Jesus abides with us. Jesus feeding us with his presence in the bread and the cup. We're not alone. So I invite you to look up. Look up at the nave that we are in. This boat that we're together as the community of faith. And so, FBC boaters, we do take paddles for the journey. Let us go. Let us row, joining Jesus as he pushes back the powers of darkness, the forces of chaos and evil around us and in our world. Joining Jesus as he pronounces and embodies peace. Peace, be still. We echo those words with Jesus. And so I want to invite you into 30 or 40 seconds of silence. To imagine those places where you will be this week, joining Jesus as we push back the powers of darkness, joining Jesus as we pronounce and embody peace to the world. And in 30 or 40 seconds of silence, I simply want to invite you to pause, to think about those places and faces that you will be called to. And as we enter into that silence, I'll also invite you to take this prayer with you. And I'll close with this prayer, but I encourage you to take this prayer with you this week. A prayer for the journey. But first, silence. To imagine and prepare the way for those places where you will be called to and led to this week. Joining Jesus as you push back darkness. Joining Jesus as you be the presence of peace in the world. Let's sit in silence together. O Lord, our God, when we cry out to you in distress, you bring us through desperate circumstances. You can quiet the storm to a whisper and hush the sea's waves, so great is your power. Help us to trust you then. whatever we may face, knowing that you will lead us to the harbor that we have been hoping for. We offer you our lives. We offer you our thanks and praise. Amen.